Two prominent senators have unveiled an ambitious bill to combat climate change. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona and Democrat Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut are challenging their colleagues to support mandatory limits on gases that contribute to climate change. The bill faces stiff opposition on Capitol Hill, from the White House, and from some industry groups. Proponents hope the bill will at least make climate change a more prominent issue. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The bill uses an idea that works surprisingly well to control acid rain. For acid rain, the government set a limit on how much sulfur dioxide would be allowed into the atmosphere and let companies that emit that gas share the burden of cutting back on emissions by letting them buy and sell the right to pollute. The McCain-Lieberman bill proposes the same concept called cap and trade, only it would apply to six gases that contribute to global warming. That includes one we all emit from tailpipes, carbon dioxide. Senator Joseph Lieberman discussed the bill at a congressional hearing today.
Simply put, our bill is designed to heat up American innovation in order to cool down our changing planet and changing climate.
The strategy is that as the cost of pollution gradually increases, that will create an economic incentive for companies to invent less polluting and therefore money-saving technologies. The bill would require changes in nearly every sector of the economy, from transportation to manufacturing, though housing and agriculture would be exempt. Senator McCain highlighted the difference between this mandatory strategy and the Bush administration's purely voluntary plan.
The United States is responsible for 25% of the worldwide greenhouse gas emissions. It's time for the United States to do its part to address this global problem, and a discussion of mandatory reductions is the form of leadership that's required to address this global problem.
The goal of the legislation would be to reduce emissions of these gases so they return to 1990 levels by the year 2016. That's a lot less ambitious than the Kyoto Protocol, which the Senate and White House previously rejected. Eileen Clausen, president of the Pew Center on Global Climate Change, strongly backs the legislation.
This is the first bill that's been introduced into the Congress that has serious emission reductions on an economy-wide basis. And I view it as the beginning of a discussion and the beginning of a debate. We haven't even had a discussion yet in this country about how we might tackle this problem, and I think this is a perfect vehicle for starting that discussion.
As for its contribution to this discussion, the National Association of Manufacturers says, no way. Vice President Mark Whittington says, if you limit the emission of carbon dioxide, you will inevitably drive up the price of energy.
And if you raise energy prices arbitrarily here, domestically, it reduces our chances to compete. Therefore, jobs will be lost and stocks will go down and we'll lump along in a recession. And we do not want that. We think economic growth is the best way to advance on every field, including the environmental field.
And the manufacturers have a lot of support for their position on Capitol Hill. At today's hearing, Senator Conrad Burns, a Republican from Montana, also said he prefers the White House's voluntary approach.
I'm not going to participate in any kind of a program that exports more jobs from this country. And we've already got a flood of jobs leaving our country, and I'm just not going to contribute to that.
With Senate leadership opposed to the bill, only a diehard optimist could expect it to pass. And even if it does, it would have essentially no effect on the climate. Emissions reductions would need to be far greater. But Clausen from the Pew Center takes the long view.
I think this is at least a 50-year challenge. In the early stages, you can improve your efficiency. You can do a little fuel switching. You can make some adjustments. And I think the kinds of targets that are in this bill would encourage that kind of behavior. But in the end, you do need another technological revolution, and you can't do that overnight.
Senators McCain and Lieberman plan to introduce the bill formally in a few days. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.